Though planned for years, the December 5th concert by Al Bustan, Seeds of Culture at Bryn Mawr College, presents new music by Syrian composers right at a time when their homeland is in civil war. However, the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns reports that the music isn't about current strife, but earlier, more peaceful times.
On the surface, the rehearsal isn't so unusual. Philadelphia's Crossing Choir is singing ancient words to freshly composed music. Beyond the surface, the Crossing is singing in Arabic, only one way in which Western and Eastern musicians are finding common ground in a concert titled Words Adorned.
I don't want to politicize the project because it never started as such. I mean, the idea was to create a work that would minimize the cultural divide in terms of musically speaking. We'll create a body of work that, you know, audiences of Philadelphia, you know, will be able to relate to, whether you're an Arab or non-Arab. Aesthetically, it's supposed to, you know, blend sounds of the city, of this pluralistic, cosmopolitan, you know, place.
That's Hanna Khoury, music director of Al Bustan Seeds of Culture, which commissioned composers Karim Roustan and Kenan Abu Afak to write choral works based on Andalusian poetry, some of it dating back to the 11th century. For Kenan Abu Afak, who has lived in Philadelphia for 5 years, writing of Nights and Solace was mostly about meditations on love.
For me, this was really taking a break of what's happening in Syria. I tried my best not to be influenced by the amount of destruction and death that is happening there. This was my vacation.
Why Andalusian poems?
It's an era that people keep yearning back to for many reasons. Either they are crying on the ruins of something great that happened and will never happen again, or it's just to evoke these great times with the hope that they will come back.
Those Arabic microtones that are so much a part of this music might seem incredibly foreign to Western singers. However, the Crossing's director, Donald Nally, discovered they just need some getting used to.
And I find myself doing it all day, kind of just and finding my way into this musical language that, you know, I've heard, but I've never done. Never, you know. I'm loving it.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.